Ball detected a slight sense of worry and urgency from the figure currently approaching the circle chambers. It was Saber Yazvan, her attractive features drawn in a frown of concern.
"Only a fool throws away a weapon that still has use," countered Yor. "Something so ancient, we should string her along and unlock her secrets."
"Our numbers are finite, Lord Yor. At the rate Sith are dying interacting with her, we won't be around to learn very much."
Vol listened as Yazvan whispered in his ear, then nodded, and with a liver-spotted hand, dismissed the saber.
"Entertaining as this debate has been," he said, "it is time for it to conclude. I have just learned that ship has made contact with our planetary defenses. Abeloth and the Sith I have sent to accompany her will not be far behind."
They had all known to expect her. It was indeed the primary reason the meeting had been called. All eyes turned to him expectantly. What would their Grand Lord decide? He let them stew. He was old, and few things amused him these days, so he permitted himself to enjoy the moment. At last, he said,
"I have heard the arguments for continuing to work closely with her, and the arguments to sever ties. While I confess I am not overly fond of the former, and have made little secret of my opinion, neither do I think it is time for the latter. The best way to win is to cover all angles of the situation. And so Kesh and the Circle of Lords will invite Abeloth to our world. We shall give her a grand welcome, with feasting and arts, and displays of our proud and powerful culture. And," he added, eyeing them all intently, "we will watch and learn and listen. And then we will make our decision as to what is best for the lost tribe of Kesh."